Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 9, Developing a Winning Attitude. Tuesday, Presenting the Truth in Love. It's great, this headline, Presenting the Truth in Love. If you do not present the truth, what is it good for? And if you do not present the truth in love, what is it good for? But presenting the truth in love, this is good for everything. In Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians in chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, we find the following. There are three, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. If you do not experience grace, you will not experience peace. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly. Your faith grows exceedingly. And the charity of every one of you, all toward each other, abounds. Ha! Now this is a message. This is a letter sent to a church. So their love towards each other increases. Can you imagine that? Have you ever heard anything like that before? The love increases. Unbelievable. Love increases in a church. And the Apostle Paul writes this. It's not me, not my words. He says that about the church in Thessaloniki. So they have understood the main message. Love for one another. When we have a look at this painting here, this piece of art by Maximilian Jantzsche, the Austrian artist, the Good Shepherd. Jesus told stories about shepherds. One has 100 sheep, and at the end of the day, he's going to count them. 100 sheep must be there, and he counts 99. One is missing. So he locks in the 99, and it's already getting dark, and he's on his way, looking for the lost sheep. And when he finds it, he carries it on his shoulders back home. And Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. On this page, we find a remarkable statement of Ellen G. White about the importance of positive relationships. This is the most important quotation in this quarter. So it's good to listen. If we humble ourselves before God and be kind and courteous and tender-hearted and pitiful, so full of pity, there would be 100 conversions to the truth, when now there's only one. What? 1 to 100? This is a difference. If we act in these three areas, being conscious, tender-hearted, pitiful, kind. A positive relationship would produce 100-fold more. A positive relationship to people. Now this quotation, it's from God, impresses me very, very much. What about me? What about you? Here we have a great chance.